too long ago, I spoke about business and spirituality, or whatever I call it then. I was in New York when I gave this lecture, and we talk about can money has a soul? And you know, it created a big reaction of 12,000 people who watched that video. And I decided today to make a video on that subject because I realized people, when they talk about business, they want to talk about business. When they talk about soul, like spirituality, they want to talk about spirituality. But somehow, they don't put the two things together, which is, for me, sad. Why? Because business is spirituality. When you go to work, you're actually going on a spiritual mission. Business is not just about making money. When you're going to work, you have to meet friends. How you behave with those people? How much money you make? How do you feel about yourself? Do you have ego? Do you feel low? Do you feel high? All of those things are basically spiritual event. And you need to be a spiritual person to understand money, to understand business. Once you get into it, not only that you have your business making the money for you, which calls success, you also start to feel happy, which calls fulfillment. So there is two aspects here. When you're running your business, you're running your money, you're running your account, you're running your life. Business is a major part of our life, if you think about it. I mean, everything is about business. Everything is about work. Everything you're doing. You want to be comfortable, you have to work hard so you can be comfortable, right? You got to work very hard so you can have vacation for 1 month. So because of that, I make a conscious decision today to start sharing information that based on secret book. When I say about secret book, I'm talking about the Bible as a major one. You know, the five books of Moses, the Torah, the Prophet, and the Talmud, the Zohar. I'm going to go through many, many books to explain how in everything, in every penny you make, in every dollars you make, spirituality is involved. So those of you who want to make a little bit more money, but also to be happy, got to understand that there is spiritual rules for that. So if you're not rich yet, and you want to become rich, very nice, that's a goal. It's a goal. So make sure you put your goal up there, but at the same time, make sure that spirituality become part of it. All right, ready to go? Let's do it. All right. First thing, before you're making money, before you're making cash, before you're making dollars, before you're making shekel if you are Israeli, or before you're making dinero. The idea is like that. You're going to make a list of the thing that worked for you so far and didn't work for you so far. But you got to be honest with yourself. If you are not making that list of what worked for you and what's not working for you, don't even go to business. Because you go into business randomly. You just go in there and say, okay, let's try. Don't let's try. Let's try mean you're going to lose your money. Don't let's try. Let's try you do when you're already perfect. For example, if we talk about tennis, Roger Federer can say, let's try that shot. He's a champ. When you have $100 million, you can say, let's try. When you start your journey of business, when you start the journey of making money, you don't let's try. You make a list of two things, what was working so far and what's not working. Example, I give you a simple example. One of my first job, I had many, many first job. I get fired too many times from the age that I start working, which was about my first job actually I got when I was 12. It was for my father. He didn't fire me. He liked me. That is my father. So one of my first job was to work as a cook in a restaurant. So basically, when you learn that job, you need to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. My specialty was baking. So I knew I was good in baking because there is some rules about it, but I was not good in something else. So I become the best in baking. That was my specialty. I was obsessed with that from morning to night, just baking. Did I love it? No. I was successful, but I was not fulfilled. I was not happy. You gotta find out today, before we start even, before you continue to listen to the rest of the video, stop the video now, go make a list. What am I good at? What am I not? Now, some of you will say, I have no idea what I'm good at. I have no idea what I'm not good at. Okay, make it more simple. For example, being good in something means you're trying and it's work. Not being good in something is you trying and it's not work. Why am I use the word trying? When those of you who know me, I don't like the word trying, because I'm trying to communicate for you what is the first step look like. So the first step, you're gonna go ahead and start making a list of your failure and your success. Okay? I think that was clear. Now, through that, what will help you, you will start to see who you are. You have to define yourself. If you cannot define who you are, no money is coming. No money is coming. If you tell me today, Elia, we need you to organize that building and we want to make sure to know where to start to clean and where to end to clean. But I have no idea. It's not my strength. It's my weaknesses. I don't know how to do it. But if you tell me, Elia, we need you to give a speech to 5,000 people, lawyers, that's what they want to get, that's where they want to live with, 1, 2, 3, I'm there. No problem. The idea is I know what my strength and I know what my weaknesses. You got to know that too. So that's a very important thing as the first step. Okay. Now, you choose something you love. The most important thing, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Michael Dell, all of those people said that what makes them very much rich, I think billionaire if I'm not mistaken, is because they love of what they're doing. And because they love what they're doing, when you love what you do, you're strong in it. When you don't like what you do, you're not strong in it. Your muscle basically will react in a certain way. You know, it was a yoga master that I met not too long ago, and he told me, you know, try to hold your arm and move your arm as much as you can backward. Now try to be conscious that you relax your arm slowly, slowly, and you kind of relax and just smile and see if you can move your arm forward. You can do it at home. And the idea is, when we love what we do, things working. When we don't love what we do, nothing is working. So you must focus on that. The first thing, do you love what you're doing? Now, once you love what you're doing, it's going to be opportunity in front of you. Always, it will be something that will bother you. Those of you who did door-to-doors like me, when you went to sell different things that you want to sell, I did it for many years, door-to-doors, door-to-doors. If I wouldn't love what I was doing, then I would be in pain all day long, because door-to-doors mean 90% failure, 10% success. 90% the door is not open, 10% the door open. Between the 10%, within the 10%, you have basically 10% success. So that's 1%. So you're investing 16 hours to be able to get success for 45 minutes. It's a failure, right? No. The idea is your frame of mind. So before you're going to make money, you need to understand opportunity will come in front of your face. Chaos will come there. Problem with the money, mistake, in order. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Not because you've been cursed. Because it's test for you. Do you love what you're doing? Do you love what you're doing? And one of my job as a baker, I went to the bathroom. I forgot all the cakes and the baking inside for extra 5 minutes. No big deal, right? Well, the oven was also 10 degrees higher. And because of that, I burned most of what was inside. And people couldn't eat it. Fighting the chef, the problem, this. In the end, I said with myself in a spiritual way, I said, Liao, do you like baking? I realized I didn't. So when I realized I didn't, I realized that my body reaction to the chaos was that things will go wrong. Things always will go wrong. It's part of life. It need to go wrong for us to improve first and for us to check ourselves, do I really like it? So there is a lot of threat, there is a lot of chaos, there is a lot of problem that will have to take a place as you're facing your success, as you're facing your opportunity to become the one and only. They say that Bill Gates took 10 years to become who he is. They say that Steve Jobs, you know, was fired from his own company for his attitude, and then he had to open another company and come back. Chaos is everywhere. Do you love what you do? Ask yourself that question. Making money, double the amount of money, triple the amount of money, start to enjoy what you are doing. Now, another thing you have to ask yourself, there's many, many questions again before we start even making money, is, are you ready to think big? And that's, my friend, it's a tough question. Most people like to think small. Thinking small, meaning thinking about yourself. Thinking big mean thinking about others. Always when you think small, you don't think about your family, you don't think about your neighbor, you think about small, you think about, you know, I want to make my $60,000 a year, goodbye. $100,000 a year, goodbye. I pay the rent, pay the food, you know those people who always said, you know, may God give us only health. Sounds convincing, it sounds like the truth, and it is the truth. If you don't have health, you get nothing. It is the truth, but cannot wish just for that. There's more to life. If you just be healthy and be poor, you cannot help others. If you just be healthy and don't be smart, you cannot advise others. If you just be healthy and your relationship will be terrible and you will be lonely, alone in your one little bedroom apartment, eating this dark bread with olive oil and a glass of water, you are very much healthy, but you got nothing to offer to others. People who think small are selfish. Always remember that. People who think small are selfish. You want to start making money? You have to start thinking sharing. You have to start thinking giving. You have to start thinking making a difference. You have to start thinking how this universe will be way better with my help. Now, for that, you need money. For that, you need knowledge. For that, you need communication. For that, you're going to go around and help people. And that's why success has to be part of who you are. And that's why, my friend, you're going to be successful. By listening to this video, you will have to be successful. You will be committing yourself to become successful. You will be committing to change the world from what it is. Because no more depending on others. Oh, I'm depending on my boss. They, because of them, they will make me successful. You need to do it at the beginning because you're going to make some money to become whatever you can become. But you cannot just sit there and just say, I'm thinking small. Thinking small is very irresponsible way of thinking. Thinking big. Let me tell you why it's difficult. And I'm not even making big. Thinking big is full of disappointment. When you think big, people say, shoot for the sky, right? And you start singing, if I was a rich man, right? $10 million, right? $7 million. $1 million. $500,000. How much is this? How much room there is for disappointment? $500,000. If you don't make it, $500,000 disappointment. $7 million. $7 million of disappointment. The reason people, and that's where spirituality gets into your business, the reason people don't want to think big is because the fear of failure is so great. The fear of not making it. We are so full. We are so full. It's two problems we have there. First, what's the big deal if you expect a lot and get nothing? Your ego gets crushed. That's spirituality. That's great. So wish for more. Wish for 70 million. Wish for 100 million. Yes. How long are you going to be disappointed? For a long time. But I tell you what. Once you set your mind, this is called the mind, the machine, the computer. For that, the universe is very generous. The creator, the divine, whatever you want to call it, this universe is generous. This universe talking your language. What is your language? Whatever you desire, whatever you command, that's what this universe is doing for you. it might take some time, and that's why you have to be patient. Another part of being spiritual, being patient, crushing the ego, all of those things becoming part of growing up your business, your success, your fulfillment. Now, when we talk about spirituality in the business, spirituality has to be all the time transformation. Everything about spirituality include transformation. You transform yourself. You become better in all areas. You become better as a baker. You become better as a communicator. You become better working with people. You become better with working on your ego. You become better on working on your patient. All of those things has to be better, has to be transformed. If you're angry, you change your anger into passion. Everything has to transform. You cannot say, I'm cancel my anger. That's one of the biggest problems in business today. That many people, unfortunately, are trying to cancel their identity. You can't change your identity. That's how you are born. The universe gave birth to you. It's like one day the strawberry will sit there in the bush and say, you know what? I'm tired of being a strawberry. I'm going to become a cherry. Wow. We need to understand that we are only transformed, but we can change. I mean, if you have energy of anger, take the anger into passion, into excitement, because it's fire energy, right? If you have an issue of laziness, that means that your mind moves slowly. So sit there and think slowly about whatever you do in your business. Transformation is part of spirituality and part of business. Okay. Getting back to finance, making money. If we want to make more money, we first have to think different. There's two ways to do it. One way, a person has to desire. I did a lot of projects in my life, you know, raised millions of dollars to create building Manhattan, Florida, Los Angeles, Chicago, Israel, Europe, Toronto, all over the world, wherever I went, Argentina, of course, wherever I went, I basically set up those two rules of building a business, those two spiritual rules. The first rule is to set up my mind. Set up my mind that I'm already there. The second thing is to desire more. Please remember those two things. Desire more and set your mind like you're already there. Now, that's going from the desire. The desire means, for example, when I was very young, I arrived to Argentina with no language. I don't speak Spanish. And my mission was to build basically a school there, which thank God I manifested it when I was super young. And the idea, what I did is for the money that I raise, I make sure that nothing stay in my pocket. Everything is immediately go to the bank. Why is that? Because it's almost like the bank was taking my money and I don't want nothing to do with it. And I have to start fresh today. So let's say if I collect $20,000, now how much I have in my pocket? Let's say I want to eat, I want to drink water. I have nothing. I'm not using credit card, I'm not using anything. So what am I doing now? I'm starting from scratch. What does that mean, starting from scratch? I have zero today. 7 a.m., I wake up in the morning, how much money I have? Zero. So I used to divide the money by Wednesday, meaning Wednesday morning, bank, from Wednesday till the end of the week, running on empty until I make some money. So the idea that created the desire. Now, what did I do basically? What's the simple technology here, spiritual technology? When you run on empty, when you empty your pocket, your desire grows. because you know what is it feel to $20,000. Now, when I minus the $20,000, now I have a spiritual container for $40,000. The 20 that I put in the bank and a new 20 that I'm going to make. Now I have a true desire. Now I have a true drive. Now I want to make it. Nobody can stop me. I have a true desire within me. Now in my mind, I have to have hope. I have to understand that there is an island in the end of that blue ocean. How do you get the hope? How do you get that confidence? You have to see yourself. You have to visualize yourself spiritually. Visualize yourself, like meditate almost, and see yourself in the end of the road. I want to see it. So for me, it was school, building a school in Buenos Aires. So building a school in Buenos Aires, I'm going there, and I need to build school for that company, for these people, and I'm making sure that that will happen. So my vision, every day, every morning, vision, 15 minutes. You don't need more than that. More than that is just you wasting your time and become lazy. Remember, more than 15 means you're becoming now lazy, spiritual lazy. So you don't want to do more than 15. You don't want to less than 5. 5 minutes is the minimum. 15 is the maximum. Some people sit there and do 2 hours meditation. No, no, no. 5 minutes to 15. 15, you pass 15, you're lazy. 15, that's it. And what do you see? You see yourself already there with the business, in your case, with the bakery, with the shoemaker, shoes expensive, with your hotel, with your real estate thing. See yourself already there and keep the desire. Now, that's difficult. I'll tell you why spiritually it's difficult. Most people can do one, but cannot do the others, which means they can have desire, but they cannot have the vision. Because once you have the vision, you fulfill. You feel already fulfilled. You don't feel like you can do more because I have no desire. I see myself already there. I see the hotel I want to buy. I see the building. I see all the goals in business that I want to do. So spiritually, I fulfill. But actually, when I open my eyes, nothing is there. The idea is that's why we want to keep the balance. Keeping the balance in business. Keeping the balance in business has to be a spiritual balance. Meaning, visualize yourself there and in the same time, empty your pocket. Remember, desire and fulfillment. The two key, or the two spiritual key, for having this success in your life and making way more money than you can imagine. Now, we need to understand it's a process. And here comes another aspect in spirituality. It's called patience. And most people fall there. Most people don't make it. People make it in trios, then they fall. Making it, you have to understand that if you didn't make it yet, you are in a process of study something. You're getting into something. When I wrote my children's book and the other few books I wrote, it was a process in writing. So, when you're going to a publisher and a printing house and another thing and try to sell the book, try to tell people about the book, you're getting a lot of rejection. This rejection, you can look at it as just random, or you can look at it as an opportunity from this amazing universe to give you opportunity to work on your patient. Now, most people don't want to work on their patient, but without patient, sit home, collect money from the government or go work for someone. Because if you don't have patience, you will sit in your life and you're waiting for something to happen. You're going to fall into the victim.com mentality. What does victim.com mean? You're blaming the whole world for your misery. And you're going to do nothing, becoming lazy and lazy and lazier. How many people like this you know? How many people like that you know? That sitting there with no patience and waiting for something good to happen. One day I'm going to make money. One day my lottery ticket will win. One day I will go to Vegas and I have that home run that everybody's waiting for. Even if it's coming, you will be miserable. Especially if it's coming. Because it's nothing to do with your transformation. It just randomly came to you. If the money randomly comes to you, it's not going to make you happy. You want to make sure you're earning it. You want to make sure you're making it. Patience is a major part of being successful. For some people, it's 20 years. For some people, it's 10 years. For some people, it's 3 months. It depends on your quality. It depends on your soul. It depends on your personality. And it depends on your karma, on your tikkun, as the Kabbalists call it, on your reincarnation, as many people call it. It depends on so many things. When we talk about business, it has to do with things that you need to face, because on the way to make it to business, you have to make some mistake, you have to meet some wrong people, right people. All those things make you grow. All those things make you spiritual. So that's why patience is a major part of success. People who are waiting 2 years, and the 3rd year will be the year that they're making it. Every time, making it. One of my jobs was to travel all over the world and basically do psychic reading for people. Yeah, it was my business. Start reading people. Reading their palm, reading their face, reading the tarot card. That was a good business. Super success. Super success all over the world. The idea, I was not patient with it in the beginning, because I just want to get into it, in and out. I'm good at what I do. I'm famous in what I do. Many celebrities want to do with me a reading, right? Everything is working. Now what? Now what? Hey, I want to turn it into the most successful business and do nothing. Hey, you can do that. You have to be patient. So what happened with patience? Before you make something big in your life, you have to face something, either a failure or either something small. Meaning, if you're going back to the analogy of knocking on doors, few doors before your home run, few doors before your jackpot, few doors before your millions of dollars, has to be something that will either go wrong or either will delay you and make you think small. Meaning, before, let's say you want to sell something for $500,000, that's your goal, and you try to sell for $500,000, you try to sell, you will have few doors before that, $20. And they will suck your blood, meaning they will talk to you for so long, and you will say, I can't believe I'm giving those people 4 hours and I'm getting $20 in the end. When your goal is $500,000. So your now failure level, your disappointment level is $500,000 minus $20. That's a disappointment. But you need to know, 3 doors down there, waiting for you, $500,000. It's right there. Now, if you start to be busy with your victimization, how come I didn't make the $500,000? That 3 door becoming 6 door. That 6 door becomes 60 door. That 60 the doors become 60 million door. It all depends on how you set up your mind. Whatever you do with your mind, that's what's going on. So if you have patience, nothing can break you. Nothing can break you. You see athletes, you see sport, you see people from all over the world. Everyone all over the world will do sport. Those people basically really have a great achievement. Now, what makes them have a great achievement? One major thing, they're so patient with their success. They don't give up. They don't give up. Whatever you see, a basketball player, a football player, a hockey player, a soccer player, a tennis player, they keep doing it and then doing it. Can you imagine? Remember, I used to coach tennis players. So tennis player, I thought, you know, I watch tennis, there's a nice game. That's it. You hit with the racket, balls, goodbye, go to sleep. No. They practice. They go to the gym. They practice. They go to the gym. They eat. They practice. They go. It's never stop. And when they go on the court, they sometimes play and sweat and hurt the body and fall on the floor, and they're still not winning. And they go home as a loser. But they have patience that tomorrow they start again. And they start again. And they start again. So whatever you are, Federer or Nadal or Djokovic or Isner or whatever name in tennis, or whatever you are, Michael Jordan, or whatever you are, this famous football player, Michael Strahan, Tiki Barber, whatever you made from, you know, Tom Brady, you are successful person because you are patient. Patient, my dear friend. This is what make the elite people high and the people who are not making it low. I was once traveling from LA here to Denver, Colorado, with the gentleman who asked my help as a coach to go with his private jet. And I was new, I was young, I never traveled on a private jet in those days. I think it was my first time. And I'm with him alone on the plane, kind of nice. I mean, there is two pilots, fancy jet. And we talk about different things. So I like to ask people, when I meet people who have made it big time in money, I ask him a question, and I think we can use it here as well. And ask him, what's the secret of your success? Why you made money? What do you think he told me? He said, assume nothing. So what? What did you say? He said, assume nothing. Assume nothing. I said, okay, explain. I don't get it. Assume nothing, he said. When I do something, I don't depend what I do on others. I understand that even if I give the job to somebody else, my assistant, to do it, I assume nothing, which means I assume that she might not even understand me, and that's why it's not going to be done. So I have to go ahead and check it or do it myself. And when you understand that, and I always connect to patient, meaning when you give the job to somebody else to do it for you, you lose the idea of attachment to your patient. You put it on them, and then you can blame them. And when you blame them, that thing never going to work. So you need to understand, assume nothing, meaning it's all depend on you. So you're going to try again tomorrow, and you're going to try again next week, until you're going to break the ice. There is a moment when you try, when you punch, when you go, eventually going to win. You're definitely going to win. You're definitely going to make the money. You're definitely going to be happy. You're definitely going to go to the top of the mountain. But do you have patience? Do you have patience? Not too long ago, I went on a climb. With my dear wife. It was in the desert of California. It was beautiful. So we went to, I think it was a climb or a hike, if you want to call it. So you're going up to the mountain. It's a very beautiful mountain. Not far from Indian Wells. And you climb and you climb and you climb. And at one point, there is no longer a sign where you're going. So you look at the journey and you start asking yourself, wow, this is like the journey of life. I have no idea where I'm going. I have the sky. I have the rocks. Down there. Very much down there. The people. Where are we going? Well, there's two ways. You can go back. Or you can have patience to make it to the other side. If you don't have patience, don't think big about making money. Go back. Get a job, and that's it. If you want to make big money, you must understand that you got to go to the other side. You have to cross over to the next level, to the elite level. That crossover takes something that called time. Time. Everything based on time. If you're not ready for that, if you're not ready for that test of patience, you're not ready yet to make the big money. All right? So patience is part of being spiritual. All right. When you make that list in the beginning, what I ask you to do, and you're going to make now another list. What will make you feel great about yourself? What is the thing that you want to be? What is the thing that you want to achieve? Because you want to achieve greatness. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Is it money? Is it fame? You know, you got to choose one of the two, or maybe there's a third one. You have to understand that some people are only looking for fame. They don't looking for numbers. They don't want to make 5 billion. They actually want to make something that everybody will recognize them, and they don't care that they wouldn't have money. They just care that everybody would know that they made it. So they want to be famous. So those people, fame will make them great. Some people, money will make them great. Other people want both. It's okay. Now, again, I want to make sure it's okay. It's okay to want everything. And by the way, I don't need to mention that, again, if you think small, it's just victimization. You don't want to think small. Always big. Now, a great person in spirituality is not being judged of what they achieve in spirituality. They've been judged of how much they overcome. The same thing for business. In business, it's not how much money you made this year, it's how much chaos you overcome to make the money that you make this year. When you overcome something, it's almost like a video game. There's no problem to go back to that level because you win it already. Now you're going to the next level. So you have to overcome situation. So when situation come to you, chaos will be there because it's basically a ground for practice how to become a better and what you do. Yesterday, my friend opened a bakery. Invite me and my family to see the bakery, how we put it together, the oven, the everything. So he let us play a little bit with the dough to see how it worked. I didn't do it for many years. Oh. And it's funny, as my hands start moving, touching the dough, he looked at me and said, "Oh my God, you know what you're doing?" I said, "Actually, I didn't do it for, what is it, like 29 years. He said, "But you're touching it, how come?" I said, "I guess it's like riding a bicycle. How do you ride a bicycle? There is a moment when you ride a bicycle that you're afraid to fall, right? Then there is a moment that you're riding it. Then there is a moment you enjoy it. And then there is a moment you don't even think about it. Same like swimming. People who swim well don't think how to swim. They swim. Those of you who drive, you drive. You don't think about you going to drive. To become a master in what you do, you have to overcome things. And that's one of the most important things that I tell a lot of CEO, a lot of business people. You want to make big things happen. You have to ask yourself, what is in front of you and what are you ready to overcome? As you can see my accent, you can hear my accent, I'm Israeli. When I moved to the United States, I moved to New York. Living in New York, it's not easy. You know, because people are very direct. New York is not forgiving. You do it wrong, it's going to have a problem. You do it right, then the next day people will tell you, "What have you done for me today?" You know, everybody forget. One of the things that I did as a therapy for myself, I used to always have a difficult time when I drive to find where I'm going. One of the things that I did, I say, maybe you drive. And in those days, they didn't have a navigation system or phone. Maybe we have a beeper. I just drove to different highway, to different place. I have no idea where I'm going. Just drive without thinking. I'm not saying it's good for everybody to do so. I'm just saying that was working for me. So I can meet a situation and I can go towards thing that either almost like get lost on the road and then know how to find it back. That practice by itself help you. For me, it was helping. You got to find what is it for you that you need to overcome. Is it shyness? Going into a party and talk to people? That was mine too. I'm too shy in the beginning. Then I'm talking very easily in front of people. But if you're shy, overcome it. Meaning going into the party and be the first one to talk. And what do? You focus on your body language. Meaning you get closer to the person you're shy. You know, you're afraid to talk, you talk. You're afraid to tell a joke, you tell a joke. It's overcoming thing that make the gold coming to you, make the money coming to you, make the success coming to you. Because here come a guy or a girl that actually can face whatever they're afraid. And if you're not ready to achieve that, then you're not great yet. Could be you make $20 million, but you're not great. Great people or people who overcome is not people who achieve. Don't look at your achievement and say, I did well. That's not enough. What did I overcome this year? What did I overcome this month? What did I overcome today? Every day try to overcome something. Sometimes you're in a bad mood. I remember, you know, I don't know if you ever have that kind of experience. I had maybe 21 and a half days of everything that can go wrong went wrong. I don't think, I mean, but maybe some of you went through something like this, that everything can go wrong. Everything. Like you're joking already, like what's the next thing? So you stop the car somewhere that you shouldn't be stopped the car, and the police already knock on your window and give you a ticket. I don't believe. I thought everything that can go wrong went wrong already. And then you drive from there, you get one flat tire. 10 minutes later, second flat tire. Whoa, but so God. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. So after that 21 days, you start looking at yourself and I say, okay, I got to face something. What is the next thing? The next thing, I try to go to a coffee shop to order a coffee. How complicated is to order a coffee? The person, the other side, the one who's making my cappuccino or coffee, start having an argument with me. And I say, okay, I got to end up that 21 and a half day of chaos. And I make a conscious decision that instead of reminding him I'm the customer, I decide to be nice. Not because of manners, not because of spirituality, because I want to overcome my need for attention, my need for approval, my need for him recognize my greatness and my achievement and my suffering for 21 and a half days. And that moment, when I spoke nice to that person, I overcome all those things. So instead of thinking what you achieve, I think what you overcome. The 21 and a half day end up at that moment. At that moment, I receive a phone call that whatever I was working for the last 6 months is ready to go. Think about it. How powerful you are when you overcome something. I'll share with you another story. New York City. I was working on a project to get basically a paperwork from the city hall so we can do a project for children, for inner city kids. And I couldn't get the mayor basically to agree to that because I couldn't meet the mayor, right? So we're trying to do a good thing, but can't do it. What do we do? 3 days before that, I was invited to a party. It was a Moroccan party. A good Moroccan food, a good dancing, a good music, fun, people drinking, everybody's happy. Problem was when I walk in with my name on it, I say, table number 12, where is it? The lady was standing there, was in a super bad mood. She starts yelling at me. So I look at my wife, who is an amazing American genius brain. Say, honey, me as Israeli may say something wrong to that lady. Did I say something wrong? Say, no, don't worry about it. You didn't say anything wrong. She's just in a bad mood. And we walk in. My friend was sitting at a different table, 14. We joined them. We're having a good time. Everybody saw my humiliation. I was very upset. I couldn't let it go. Couldn't overcome it. We're sitting there, my wife saw that I have a good time, said, please stay, I'm going to go home to the kids. She left. I'm staying in the city, we're having a good time, we party, we have the best time with my friend. Before my wife got to sleep, she said, honey, that lady in the front, go say I'm sorry to her. I said, why? She said, well, listen, she seemed like she having a bad day. Just be nice to her. You need to overcome it, honey. I say, I refuse to do it. She said, okay. Then my two friends said, who was that? I said, my wife. She called me. She wanted me to apologize to that lady who didn't let me in. I said, are you crazy? The night continues. We say goodbye to each other. I'm walking out of the party. The lady is there smoking a cigarette. Again, the phone ring. My wife said, I can't sleep. It's really bothered me. I think you should do it. So I'm looking. I said, I don't know if I can do it, but I will try. I'm afraid of her. She looks scary. Put the phone in my pocket. Go to her. Instead of the words coming out, nothing come out. I give her a hug. She cried. I talked to her. She said, I'm sorry. And I couldn't even believe that I couldn't even see what's happening inside of her. I overcome that fear of confrontation. I overcome my ego that told me not to do that. All of those things I was able to overcome. 2 days after, those of you know Sony building in Manhattan, there is a party. My friend, my student at that time, was running a big party for the mayor of New York. Called me, said, Leo, the mayor is here. And he would love to meet somebody who teach business and spirituality in the same time. So, okay, I'm coming. Going there. I'm arriving there. My friend's name is Joey. He said, Joey, how are you doing? Beautiful party and all this and that. Please meet the mayor. Look at the mayor. We talk. We say hello. I said, mayor, I have that issue. I want to do something good for kids who have no money, who have no mother, no father. And somehow the paper can't get to you. I said, don't worry. Just tell, give me the name of the assistant. Say, don't worry. It's approved. This Sunday, you're good to go. In 5 minutes, I could do what I couldn't do in 5 years. How can that be? I overcome something. When you're not overcoming anything, expect nothing to happen. Why? Because you're basically blocking a lot of things with your mind. Because when you overcoming something, you become the champ. Your money is ready to come. And if you do that, not if, forget if, forget if. And please, those of you editing my video, don't remove that mistake. No, if. As you're going to do that, when you're going to do it, I'm sure you're going to do that. Overcome different things in your life. Whatever it is your wife, whatever it is your kids, whatever it is your husband, whatever it is your friend, whatever it is your neighbor, you got to overcome it. You're becoming a master. That's spirituality with business. And I'm going to see you in the next section of business and spirituality.